I'm glad to see that as a church family, we gather on the first day of September.
我真的今天很高兴看到我们九月份的第一天，我们教会这个大家庭，我们今天聚在一起。
Yes, August is gone, and by God's grace, we enter a new and fresh calendar month.
八月份已经过去，靠着神的恩典，我们进到一个新的月份。
And I would like to ask Brother William to run the PowerPoint for me. Thank you.
请 William 弟兄。
Today we are going to look at an incident in the Bible.
我们今天会看到就是圣经里边提到的一个事件。
And this incident is related to a prophet who was sent by God.
这件事情呢，跟神所差派的这位先知有关。
And his name is Elijah.
他的名字就叫以利亚。
Elijah means the Lord is God.
以利亚的名字的意思呢，就是神与他同在。
When Elijah first comes on the scene, he as God's energeticspokespersons stand boldly before the king Ahab.
那么以利亚登场的时候呢，那我们看到他是神的一位非常有活力大能的一位这个神的代言人。
And Elijah announced that a drought is coming.
以利亚他说，就会有干旱来临。
But this will be no ordinary drought.
这个并不是一次普通的干旱。
The Bible said, "Now Elijah said to Ahab, 'Surely there should be neither drought nor rain this year, except by my word.'"
那么以利亚对亚哈王说，我指着永生耶和华。以色列的神启示，若这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，不下雨。
And at that moment, this simple and lone spokesman stands before the most powerful man at that time in the land of Israel.
那么在那个时候，这位名不见经传的神的代言人，他就是在这个大有能力的这个以色列王面前发预言。
And King Ahab married.Jezebel.
亚哈王呢，他是与耶洗别结婚了。
Jezebel is an idol worshipper.
耶洗别呢，他是一个拜偶像的妇人。
And she worshipped Baal.
而且他是拜的是巴利。
And Baal is a famous god among the Gentiles in the land of Canaan.
那么巴利呢，就是在这个迦南地的这个外邦人当中，这个是一个很出名的这样的一位神。
And this Jezebel is a murderer who killed the prophets of God.
而且呢，耶洗别呢，他杀了很多神的先知。
And King Ahab's wife Jezebel is in fact the person who holds the power behind the throne.
那么这个耶洗别呢，他实际上是亚哈王背后这个操纵就是王位的这样的一个妇人。
So she has her way to make influence on the king.
而且呢，他对于这个王的有很大的影响。
And what Elijah just mentioned is really the bad news to Ahab and all the people in Israel.
那么以利亚他宣布的呢，是对于以色列人来讲是非常坏的一个消息，而且对亚哈王也是这样。
Because farmers rely on rains and dews to make a living.
那么农民呢，他们是依靠这个降雨来为生的。
And everyone, including domestic animals, need to drink on water.
而且这些家禽家畜呢，都是需要水才能够过活的。
Elijah standing in front of the king Ahab with no fear, and he said, "There will be a serious famine upon the land for years."
那么， 以利亚他就是站在王的面前，毫无惧怕的说，会有许多年的干旱和饥荒。
And this is a life-threatening announcement.
这个是一个危及生命的这样的一个宣告。
Now at this point, we think that Elijah may want to visit every street in the city.
那我们可能这个时候会想啊，那以利亚他可能会到处在城中大街小巷的去宣布这个消息。
And from house to house, he may want to release such a breaking bad news, to every resident.
而且呢，他会走家串户的去宣布这样一个非常惊人的一个坏消息，向所有的居民宣告这样的消息。
And I think if Elijah lived in today's world, he may want to trigger everyone with such a warning message.
如果他是活在当今的我们这样的情形之下呢，他可能会发推特这个向这个大家宣告宣布这个警告。
He may want to tell people that listen to the word of God. There's going to be a lengthy, dangerous drought.
那他推特消息就会说啊，你们要听神的这个话语，说现在呢就是说会有大的这个饥荒来，干旱来。
But God didn't let him to do that.
但是神呢并没有让他这样做。
Instead, God sent Elijah, the outspoken prophet, to spend some quiet time in isolation by the brook Kerith.
神没有不但没有让他这样做，而且呢，神差遣以利亚这位他的先知，到一个很偏僻的地方度过一段很安静的时间，就是在基利西旁。
And this brook Kerith actually is situated in the east of Jordan River.
那么基利西呢，它是在约旦河的东边。
And often in the original names of places carry symbolic meanings.
经常在这个，首先神要保护以利亚，不受亚哈王和耶洗别的这个他的刀剑。
Obviously.Elijah became the most wanted person in the country.
那么很显而易见，以利亚呢，他是这个在当时是这个王最要这个要迫害的一个人。
Both the king and the queen of Israel looked for Elijah's arrest and then put him in jail.So that he could no longer contact other people and spread out the proclamation.
那么国王和王后，他们都是要把以利亚抓起来放在狱中，这样呢，他就不能跟任何人有任何的联系，以至于他就不能再宣告这个饥荒的来临。
But God protect Elijah from being harmed by Ahab and Jezebel.
可是神却保护以利亚不受亚哈王和耶洗别的迫害。
So first, God want to protect Elijah.
所以首先，那么神要保护以利亚。
Second, God want to equip and prepare Elijah becoming a man of God.
第二，神他要装备并且预备以利亚成为神所要使用的人。
God sent his prophet to the school of wilderness, not only to save his life, but also to strengthen his faith in God.
那么神把这位先知差遣到荒野、旷野这样的一所学校，不光是为了救他的命，而且是为了坚固他对神的信心。
So actually, God wanted Elijah to be better prepared and equipped for a greater mission in the future.
神是要以利亚他能够更好的预备自己，并且得到装备，以实行有更大的使命在他的生命当中。
Likewise, almost out of the blue, God also said to us, "Hide yourself."
有的时候神也会像这样，就是让我们觉得很意外的说，你去掩藏起来吧。
I think you all still remember an incident some years ago.
可能大家可能还记得几年前的事情吧。
During the years of coronavirus, many churches were forced to close the doors and shut down all kinds of face-to-face gatherings.
就是在新冠这个病毒肆虐的那个年代里，那么大家都是把门户紧闭，而且呢就是我们所有的这个面对面的这种聚会都取消了。
And at that time, most of churches have no other choices. They have to live stream the services online.
那个时候呢，大部分教会都是没有实体聚会，而且很多都是成为线上的直播。
And as a pastor, I still remember that preaching was generally a solo effort.
我作为牧师呢，在那个时候我也记得，就是我向众人讲到呢，实际上就是面对的是空空的这个教堂。
Pastors deliver their sermons to an empty auditorium.
那么我就是面对的这样空无一人的这样的一个
Of course, there were a handful of leadership members or crews staying inside the church building to help with the program running.
那个时候呢，我们也有有一些我们这个教会的幕后的这些同工们，我们一起来帮助，能够让这个线上的活动能够讲到，能够维持下去。
And at the other end, church members were dispersed and stay at their homes or hide themselves.
那么在同一时间呢，在线的另一头呢，我们教会的很多的弟兄姐妹，我们都分散了，而且呢，我们是待在家里，或者是隐藏起来。
So actually, at that time, most of us hide ourselves in our private setting.
那么我们那时候就是隐藏在自己的家中。
And people watch the process of worship and listen to the sermon through the electronic devices.
那么我们能就是通过我们的这个在线上呢，我们就能听讲道。
And as a church family, at one time, even our annual Christmas Eve musical event could not be held in person.
那么我们作为教会呢，我们就是圣诞节的，我们每年举行的圣诞节的这样的一个蜡烛灯这个烛光祷告也不能是在线下举行，
在面对面
进行，也不能面对面进行。
And we had to pre-video and pre-record the show and let others watch the program at home.
我们都是要事先录像或者录音，让大家能够在家中能够看到我们这个圣诞节的这样的活动。
And with those surprise.Self-quarantining and isolation were not uncommon at that time.
那么也不出意外呢，在那个时候呢，我们经常要隔离，并且呢，就是在家中，这样的事情并不少见。
So we all hide ourselves in those years.
在那个年代呢，我们就是隐藏自己。
However, when we look back to those years in crisis, we all learn lessons.
那么在那些年月当中呢，我们都学会了很多的功课。
For examples, we now pay greater attention to personal and household hygiene.
那比如说我们现在我们大家都会非常注意个人卫生或是家居的这种卫生条件。
And at that time, we didn't shake hands with others as we used to do, right?
那个时候呢，我们就是都彼此并不握手见面。
Even though we stepped back and didn't shake hands with others, we made a number of phone calls to care for one and other.
虽然我们不能面对面见面或者是握手。 但是呢，我们经常也会彼此打电话问候。
And the church family organized online prayer meeting and invite more people to join without the hassle of traveling.
那么我们教会呢也组织线上的祷告会，我们也邀请一些人我们邀请更多的人参加，这样呢我们并不需要就是在路上花很多时间。
And by doing so, we kept the church family together.
我们这样做呢，我们教会还是我们能够在一起侍奉。
And by doing so, we maintain the ongoing ministries in the difficult times.
就是在这样的艰难的情况之下呢，我们能够让我们的这个事工并没有受到拦阻。
When God tells us to hide ourselves, God usually has both purpose in mind: protection and preparation.
当神让我们隐藏自己的时候，神有两个目的，就是让保护我们，同时也装备我们。
Hiding by the brook Cherith was a safe and secure way so that Elijah could survive during the drought.
那么在隐藏在基利西这样的情形呢，也是让这个以利亚他能够在干旱的年代能够存活下来。
Because he could drink fresh water from the brook.
因为呢他可以喝溪里的水。
God gave Elijah this remarkable promise. You shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there.
那么神就给他这样的一个命令，就是说让他能够这个在这个离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁，而且神说你要喝那里的水，我已经吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
God actually sent ravens to bring bread and meat as daily meals to Elijah.
那么神就差遣乌鸦来每天供应以利亚的日用所需。
And I guess that Elijah enjoyed a lot for making sandwiches for himself.
那个时候呢，我想他每天都可以吃到非常美味的三明治。
And he got the basic provision that he needed.
那么他的每天的日用的所需就得到了满足。
So,Everyone else was having a hard time because of the drought, but not Elijah.
那么那个时候，因为饥荒，所有的人，他们都这个吃尽苦头。可是呢，以利亚却得以存活。
Just as someone said, the one predictable characteristic of God is that He is unpredictable in the way He will do things.
就像有人说，那么神是不可预测的，那可是他有一件事情是可以预测的，就是他做事从来都不可预测，出人意外。
I hope you all understand what this means. However, the good news is this: without one moment's hesitation, Elijah obeyed.
那么有一个好消息，就是以利亚他没有。迟疑，他也没有怀疑，他就这样顺服了。
He didn't even ask God a single question.
他也没有问神任何问题。
He didn't ask God, why do you put me out there?
他没有问神，你为什么把我放在那里呢？
Why do you want me to be isolated from the outside world?
你怎么让我跟这个过这样一种与世隔绝的生活呢？
Anyway, Elijah just obeyed.And follow the command given by God.
那以利亚他就是这样顺服了，而且是愿意服从神对他的命令。
If you put your feet in Elijah's sandals, will you accept such assignment from God with such immediate obedience?
那么你如果是把自己放在以利亚的位置，那么你会立刻的顺服神给你的这样的指示吗？
How many of you or us would say nothing except, "Yes, Lord, I will do what you have command because I trust you completely"?
我们有多少人会这样说？是的，主啊，你说什么我都愿意相信，我都愿意去做。
But human experience tells us that we can't always rely on the running brook, even though it's beautiful and important to us.
可是我们的经验告诉我们，我们不能一直依靠这个有这个水的这样的一个小溪，无论它对我们有多么的重要，无论这个溪水是多么的美。
The Bible says, and it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there was no rain in the land.
那么圣经上说，就是过了一段时间呢，那么溪水就枯干了，因为地上已经不再降雨。
There was no more running fresh water in the brook.
那么溪水，这个溪里边就没有水了。
The brook had dried up.
那么这个溪就枯干了。
Then the raven didn't show up.
那么乌鸦也不来了。
Elijah's daily meals disappeared.
那么他的日用的饮食，供应就断绝了。
Everything that Elijah had once relied upon was totally gone.
那么以利亚他很依靠的所有的这个日用的所需，都断绝了供应。
And it's ironic to know that Elijah was not going to be spared from the drought forever.
那么就是具有讽刺意义的，就是说我们看到以利亚呢，他自己本身也不能够就是从这个饥荒中幸免。
Some people always ask these questions.
那么我们经常问这些问题。
Why bad things happen to good people?
为什么好人经常遇到很糟糕的事情，很不幸的事情呢？
Why doesn't God protect innocent people?
为什么神不去保护那些无辜的人呢？
Why am I being laid off while working hard and performing good in my job?
我工作这么努力，而且我的这个业绩是这么的突出，为什么还被解雇呢？
That's what happened to John Bunyan back in the 17th century in England.
那么这个就是在十七世纪发生在本人约翰身上的事情。
John Bunyan.Preach against God, ungodly and wicked people of his day.
那么在那个时候，这个本人约翰呢，在英国，他就是这个大胆的这个宣告神的话语，而且呢，对于那些不敬虔的，甚至是邪恶的人，他大声的宣告神的话语。
And the authorities didn't like that.
那么上面的人并不喜欢他这样做。
So the authorities stopped his preaching and put him into jail.
这些有权威的人士呢，就是迫使他这个终止他的这个传道，而且呢还把他放到监狱里。
In such situation, John Bunyan lost his freedom, which is way too important to his ministry.
那么在这种情形之下呢？约翰本人的他呢，失去了自由，而且呢，就是他也不能再传道。这件事情对他非常的重要。
So his brook dried up.
那么他的溪水也就枯干了。
But John Bunyan firmly believed that God was still alive and working. So instead of making useless complaint, he turned that small prison cell into a place of service.
那么本人约翰他就是知道神是那位又真又活的神，而且神一直在工作，他并不是就是发怨言，而是他把这个监狱这样一个这个牢房 变成了一个服事的地方。那个时候他就开始写《天路历程》这本书。
And he began to write the book, the Pilgrim's Progress.
他写的这本书就是叫《天路历程》。
And this book became one of the most famous Christian devotionals in the history of English language.
那么这本书就成为在这个是用英语写的，这个是非常著名的一本灵修的书。
Even some people comment that John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress is the second most popular book in the world history after the Bible.
那么有人甚至说，除了圣经以外，那么他的这本《天路历程》这本书是应该是在历史上第二非常重要的这样的一本有关灵修的书。
After the Bible.
After the Bible， 是在这个除圣经以外是最受欢迎的，或者是广为人知的一本书。
So over 100 years, John Bunyan's writing of this book means a lot to many, many Christians.
那么几百年来，本人约翰的这本书，它对于许多基督徒来讲，他们意义重大。
Our faith, our Christian faith, was strengthened through reading and pondering on this book.
那么我们的基督的信仰也由此得到坚固，通过阅读并且是思想这本书的意义。
Pastor Charles Spurgeon, the well-known famous preacher, once said that it was his favorite book of all.
斯布珍这位有名的布道家说，这本书是他最喜欢的一本书。
And Charles Spurgeon even said that he had read it over 100 times.
他说他读了不下上百遍。
And recently, I got an opportunity passing on a copy of Chinese translation of this book, Pilgrim Progress, to a well-known educated couple from China.
那么最近呢，我也把这本书送给了一位送给了一对来自中国的，他们教育程度很高的一对夫妇。他们很喜欢，似乎很喜欢这本阅读这本书。是这本书的中文译本。
And it seems to me that both them love reading it. A dryer broke in no way hinders or stops God's perfect plan.
溪水枯干并不能够拦阻神的完美的计划。
And often such dry up broke experience cause us to do unexpected great work.
溪水枯干就是这样的经历使我们做一些我们能够这个出乎我们凡人所想象的事情。
Now let us think a little bit deeper of this issue.
我们来进一步思考这件事情。
Does that dry up brook experience sound familiar to any one of us?
那么这个溪水枯干这样的经历是不是对我们来讲是比较熟悉的呢？
And I find that we all have a place called kerith, which means being cut off from others in some moments of our lives.
在我们的生命当中，我们或许都会遇到基利溪这样的一个经历，或者是这种景况当中。
Perhaps your brook kerith is a special friend.
或许我们的基利溪是一位很特别的朋友。
A bank account.
或者是我们的银行账户。
A job that provides security.
或者是给我们带来安全的这样的一份工作。
But one day you find that your friend is unavailable to you.
可能有一天你会发现你的朋友不在。
And your bank account is empty.
你的银行存款已经没有了。
And you become jobless.
而且呢，你工作也失去了。
Our brook being dry up.
我们的溪水也就枯干了。
Just like in today's passage, that all in a sudden Elijah's security and provision vanish in a day's time.
就像我们今天的这一段经文，讲的就突然之间，以利亚他的所依赖的这种保障和他的供应就。在一天之内都完全消失了。
But dear friends, please take note of an important lesson.
那亲爱的朋友们，请大家注意，这里边有一个功课，很重要的功课。
Elijah didn't cry out and make a scream when the brook dried up.
以利亚他当看到这个溪水枯干的时候，他并没有呼求，或者是大声的喊叫。
Many, many people may do this, but not Elijah.
很多人或许都会这样做，可是以利亚没有这样做。
It's because he knew something.
因为他深知。
He knew that although everything has gone, but the only one left was God.
他深知，尽管所有的都不复存在，但是神仍然与他同在。
The only one left with you is God.
他知道，他只有神。
God is still staying with Elijah, even everything has gone.
所有的东西都不复存在，但是神仍然与他同在。
Elijah might miss the fresh water in the brook, and he might miss the meal that was brought by the ravens.
那他可能会非常的想念那个溪水，就是很清澈的溪水，而且呢，他也非常的向往，就是每一天由乌鸦给他送食的那种情形。
However, Elijah never missed God.
可是呢，他更想念的是神。
Elijah's God was still being there with him.
以利亚的神仍然与他同在。
Elijah strongly believed that for him there was something better to come.
以利亚深深的相信，对于他来讲，有更好的事情在等待他发生。
The problem with the brook is that we can get too comfortable with it.
那么这个有这样的溪水，清澈的溪水，让我们会常常会觉得非常的舒适。
When we stay by the brook too long, and we may love the brook more than the God who gave it to us.
我们就是在溪水旁生活，我们常常就会忘记神，我们就会热爱神，我们热爱爱这个溪水，比爱神还更多。
But we have to love God more than the brook.
我们应该是爱神比爱溪水更多。
From time to time, God wants us to get back into the work that He has called us to do.
常常神会提醒我们。让我们回到神要呼召我们做的事情。
For that very reason, it was time for Elijah to move on.
所以，这个时候，以利亚需要再继续前行。
So that's why God, later on, God's word came to him.
那么神的话就临到他。
Arise, go to Sarephath and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.
神说你起来，到 撒拉法去住在那里。那在那里会有一个寡妇来供应你。
I don't think I need to go on with the following stories.
我想接下来的事情，我。就不必在这里赘述了。
I better make a conclusion here.
我在这里做一个总结。
When When we come to a situation that our brook dry up,
当我们来到一种情况，就是我们的溪水枯干了。
When all security gone,
所有我们仰赖的这种安全都不复存在。
At that very point of time, we may be disappointed.
那么在那个时候，我们或许会很失望。
We may be discouraged.
我们也 或许会很沮丧。
We may even cry out.
我们甚至会呼求。
But please remember, don't cry too long.
要记住的是，我们不要哭泣太久。
Sometimes we do cry for too long, and certainly it's no good to us.
我们哭我们哭泣太久，对我们是没有任何益处的。
Remember that when God provides us the water, He can also withhold the water.
我们大家需要注意的一件事情是，神供应给我们水，神也可以让水止住。
The same God who has provided in the past can continue doing so in the future.
那么神既然在过去供应了我们，那么他在将来也必会继续供应我们。
Our God is faithful.
我们的神是位信实的神。
Our Lord Jesus is good to us.
我们神的恩典和他的怜悯是每一天早晨都是新的。
The grace and mercy of God given to us are new every morning, and God will take care of us even in times of trouble.
那么神在我们的患难当中，他会看顾我们。
Dear friends, let's give thanks to God for the wonderful times that we ever had staying by the dry, broke up river.
亲爱的朋友，我们让我们向神感恩。
Remember, Apostle Paul said, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 38.
保罗在这个罗马书八章二十八节讲到，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Thanks and praise to our Lord Jesus.
我们向我们的主耶稣献上感恩。
Let's pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for such a wonderful gathering in your house this September morning.
主啊，我们感谢你在九月的这样的一个早晨，我们聚集在你的殿中来向你献上感谢。
We also thank God.For the opportunity once again to look at the working faith of your servant Elijah.
我们很感谢你，我们在在这里通过这段经文再看以利亚他对你的服事，也给我们这样的机会来感谢你。
And we ask that the Holy Spirit keeps this scriptural lessons in our hearts and remind us to keep trusting you in all circumstances.
我们祷告，求圣灵让我们记住这个属灵的功课，而且时常的提醒我们，在任何的境况之下都相信你。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。阿门。
Amen.